So my friend said that, man, he got scared. When he realized, just by observing, that there's nothing I can do to make tomorrow safer. Neither for myself, nor for my children. I'm bringing out something here. Listen. I was saying that material things is vanity, right? All flesh is what? Grass. The goodliness thereof, King James says, they are like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. So let's forget that. Christians must not, that's what I was saying, we mustn't let our lives be attached to what appears like security for tomorrow. Apparently, I went to my box and I picked some letters, and I don't know, I think I just dropped it at home. My wife was going through things yesterday or 2 days ago, and she saw letters. One of them was dividend payment for her. It's not much money, like 2005 or so, which had expired. That is, I just collected and dumped them there, but that's not the gist. It's the other letters. Which one was EcoBank shares? You understand? Maybe when I saw it, I saw EcoBank. I thought I had no business with EcoBank, so I just brought the letter. So whoever owes the letter, I'll pick it too. And I said, this one is yours now. Because remember spiritual economics. Then, he that sows in tears. When I preached that message, I also, when Nigerian banks are capitalizing, I put money in Oceanic Bank. This is the funny part. So now it's now EcoBank, and they're giving one preferred share for 20 shares you held before in Oceanic, and I think another one or one, no, 0.04 or something like that for 20, and then one normal share. That's the way they calculated it. And I looked at it, and I laughed. I laughed because, there are people who build their future on the amount of shares they bought in Oceanic, Intercontinental. Of course, you know what happened. There are men who died because of the sorrow of when the stock market crashed. All flesh is what? Grass. If you believe it, it will affect how you make your decisions. It will. Personally, God has taught me that I don't believe, and honestly, I don't believe, I've explained what I mean, but in my practice, I don't believe you can lay up, you can't buy land, buy a house, buy anything to make tomorrow secure. I'm not bringing an issue here. So why don't you live life a bit carelessly? Sounds funny, but I mean it. Yes. I think you live life a bit carelessly. What do I mean? Where is my life counting now? Let me pursue that. How is my life counting? Let me pursue that. Let me be willing to pray and say tomorrow will be secure. I said something then, listen, there's nothing wrong with going abroad, amen? After all, David Livingstone came abroad, praise the Lord. You know what I mean by came abroad? Africa is abroad now to a man living in a civilized society called Europe that time. The jungle of Africa was abroad. Hudson Taylor went abroad. Amen? He went to China as a missionary. Is that not abroad? MTN came abroad and invested in Nigeria. If you go on holiday, is it not abroad? If you go outside the country? So there's nothing wrong with going abroad. Praise the Lord. What is wrong is if you think that's where security is. Problem there. So then when people say, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this so that you can get abroad. In fact, one day, I think I've mentioned here also before, I said many things, all right, again and again. A friend of mine said to another friend that when she saw how much school fees, all right, were in Nigeria, she and her husband spoke to themselves, packed themselves and their children and emigrated to North America. And I thought it was a very stupid thing for a Christian to do. And let me say it again. Especially when the so-called husband and wife are professionals. You and I know, listen. Quality education is cheaper and more readily available in Nigeria today than the United States. I don't mean that's a joke. America can't give you better teaching than Covenant University. They can't. First degree? No. They don't have the best schools in the world. Asians do. Children from Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, they do far better than American children. I'm not trying to sound nice. Listen, that's a matter of fact. You're talking about quality education? Don't worry. In Nigeria today, it's abundantly available. It is what? Abundantly available. Listen, go to Lagos Business School. They will give you Harvard-level business training for less than 10% the cost. Anyway, let me not sit down there. Please, I hope you have followed what I'm saying. That's talking university. If you're talking about secondary schools, your children are safer and better educated in Nigeria. That one is not a joke. Here, you will get parents that will flog him. You will get guardians that will beat him. He can't smoke cocaine recklessly. Yeah, that's a matter of fact. And listen, if you are talking about quality of education, don't be deceived. Americans don't have better ones. Just by the way, we're talking by the way, all right? If you compare public schools, all right? Public schools are a mess everywhere, including in the United States of America. I hope you know that. My friends in UK, in Nigeria, their parents were Catholics. You understand my point? They were Pentecostals. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they went to UK, they converted back to Catholicism on paper so that their children can go to Catholic schools. Because the public school, they wouldn't send their children there for anything. So if you hear somebody is going to school abroad, he has to go to a mission school or a private school to have any sensible education. And I know many people that export their children back to Faith Academy. You know Faith Academy? Yes. Forget Faith Academy. There's a school near where my mother is, where I grew up in Ikare. People send their... No, God is my witness. They send children from abroad, go back home and go to secondary school. You know my younger brother, Deji? That's their primary school he went to. He went to a government secondary school. What they call unity schools then. But they didn't have their secondary. Those guys now said they're secondary school. You go to Caleb in Lagos, you are getting top quality education. Oh God, I'm not preaching message now. I'm giving you sociology. In case you did not know, it's not cheap. You understand my point? It's not cheap. Olanka, what did you want to tell me the other day? About PTA in, is it Babcock? Or one school, what's the name of the school? Bell University. The parents are having a meeting. How much a year? Yeah. They wanted to increase school fees to 800,000. And the parents were saying, it's not bad. It's not too bad. You know why? The parents you are talking about, the option they have is go abroad. And when they calculate £15,000 a year, 800,000 is not bad. Now, but what I'm going to explain is that they were willing to pay it simply because they knew the quality they were getting. So don't deceive yourself. If you are talking about educating children, especially secondary school level, you have no business telling me. You can't tell me, I won't even accept it. That's better to send it to UK. Send it to the US. It's absolutely not true. I make bold to tell you, your children get better educated within the shores of this country. Just select some good private schools, pay the money, and send them there. But if you're talking about secondary school and you're educated, the best school for your child, as far as I am concerned, as I understand it, you know that one? Your house. It's my personal religion. I'm not being dogmatic about it. You will from my house go to school. I must watch what you are doing. You come back home. If you mistakenly smoke cigarettes in school, I'll be the first to smell it. And when I'm through with you, when you see fire, you will run the other direction. No, let's tell ourselves the truth. Sometimes people don't, you know, they just have this mentality. Good things will happen around you, you won't realize it. Good things are happening. They are happening. Oh, I just feel like sitting down there. Oh, God, why am I talking like this? If you want to send your children to medical school, I have news for you also. I can pick some good ones in Nigeria, put them there. Don't worry. All they need to do USMLE, they will practice anywhere in the world. You met my friend, Dr. Igboku, who worked medical center both in the University of Benin, postgraduate in Nigeria here, then went, he's a consultant pathologist in UK today. Nobody say, you know, your first degree is from University of Benin. One third, at least half of my classmates are scattered between UK and US. And still happening every day. I had a brother who went to university. Nosar left US so that he would become a doctor. He went to the Caribbean islands. He couldn't pay the fees in the US. So he went to the Caribbean islands for a few years to study there, knowing that when I finish, I come with my certificate, I do USMLE, I pass very well, I'm back to the same level as everybody else. Now, I'm not going to bring up an issue here, bring up a principle, all right? Listen to this. I was going to say that you can go anywhere, but there's no safety anywhere. May God not give me cause to run. Yes. Economic hardship is not strong cause for running. The only cause I know for running is goza, that is war. Eh? It's a terrible thing. You pray such things so that they don't happen. You pray against them. But I said, I'm not running anywhere, but you can go anywhere. You can. Now, why am I emphasizing this? I believe, and I still believe, I believed it then, I still believe it totally, that there's no security anywhere. And listen, it affected the way I made my decisions. You know what I'm challenging you to do? Take your eyes away from security for tomorrow and dare to live carelessly. Carelessly now. That's in quote. You understand that being jobless is not what I call carelessly. That is not having, you are not making impact in anybody's life. Say, no, I will just wake up and just lie down beside the road. They smoke cigar. That's not what I mean by carelessness. What I mean, without having a set and sure plan for progress, to make tomorrow secure. That's what I'm saying. What do Christians do? Listen, this is what true Christianity is. I said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, there's one thing he said. He said, he will make your path straight. I discussed that, I think, last week or the week before. I explained that what God does is that he brings upon you a duty for each day. Dare to focus on that, be effective in it, and don't be afraid of what tomorrow will hold. You go to school, get a good degree so you can get a good job. I say it's not true. A good degree does not guarantee a good job. Schooling doesn't guarantee a good job. Education does only one thing for you. It gets you educated. It's not a means to an end. It's an end in itself. To be educated is an end in itself. It's like having a brain. To be a human being, you should have a brain inside your skull. And that brain should be developed. You should be educated. You're getting my point? You know what I'm saying? That so the process of education for a young man, for a young woman, is an assignment for a season. It is not about the future. Please, I hope you're following what I'm saying. It's not about the future. It is an assignment for a season. It's an assignment. There are things you need to do. Are you getting my point? That in life, as an assignment for God, which you need education to be able to do it. That's the way we look at life. That is the way we look at life. I see people struggling. You know, I teach medical students. And I see all kinds of human beings in my class. A lot of them, the only problem they have is that they think that if I can get this degree, they don't love sick people. Are you getting my point? They don't love to care for people. This subject is quite voluminous. They are not used to that kind of concentration and packing things into their heads. What are they doing there? I will get a good job. And let me tell you the truth. Life is in cycles. I can prophesy to those young boys, young girls, by the time it is their turn to become specialists, it won't be lucrative anymore. Listen, that's just the way it is. That's how life is. There is evening and there is morning. It's like that on every business. People think that acting makes money. You know, some of the poorest set of people in the world are actors and actresses. You think I'm lying to you? I'm not lying. What's the name of a pretty woman? She makes $20 million per movie. Samuel L. Jackson probably makes up to $10 million per movie. In fact, they said Samuel L. Jackson has earned the highest amount of money in the movie business. With all of that, when George Clooney was the chairman or president of the American Guild of Actors, he said the average salary for an American actor was $10,000 a year. You didn't hear what I said? The average with Julia Roberts' $20 million included, the average income was $10,000 in a year. Less than $1,000 a month. So somebody's deceiving you that go and learn acting. You see Omotola Jolade and Nia Duanko. For every Omotola, there are 2,000 small girls. They have acted. They have even slept around. They still are not making money from acting. Somebody says, sleep with the director. You will get money. You don't know that the director slept with 20 girls for this movie alone. No, I'm not explaining. Listen. There is nothing. Oh, God. There is nothing that holds security for any time. When I was young, people argued it was a waste of time to go to school. You know why? The traders, all right, because the people that SAB hit the most were salaried people. Yeah, if you earn a salary, listen, I still remember very well. You drove a car, it's your bloody problem. During the days of SAB, your salary could not buy two tires. Listen, my father was a civil servant. My mother was a civil servant. I was a teenager. So I remember what I'm telling you. You know, a bundle of tissue paper? Your homework salary couldn't buy it. That big group. And that's not a lie. I'm talking about middle-level civil servants and high-ranking civil servants. But the boys, who all they did was trade. I had cousins that all they did was do some sharp, sharp deals. You understand my point? In one simple trading of produce, they will earn what my mother will earn for a year working for the teaching service. So the general gist was that there's no point. This school thing is a waste of time. But it's not like that anymore. From the mid-80s till now, it has switched. It has switched. It has switched. Because, no, and that's the way life is. When everybody moves in this direction, then the thing will die. Then the other direction is that for me. And I'm teaching Christians, don't be swayed, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That's what I'm saying. Don't let life toss you up and down. Like I say all the time, people say that, buy football for your children. I say, for what? He said, because of J.J. Okocha. Ask Odegbami. Ask Aloysius Atuebu. Remember those guys? Oh, some of you don't know these names. These names. Emmanuel Okala. I was a small boy when those guys were reigning. With all the playing they play for Nigeria. Man, those boys had to find other things to do. To get food to eat. The only one that seemed that football, two of them that seemed that football gave something back to, is Christian Chukwu and Odegbami. Odegbami was political arrangement in football. I don't know whether he made money from it. And the Christian Chukwu was into coaching. But those guys played ball. What did happen? Nothing. We are talking about acting. I still remember those days in Nigeria. This woman that died now. Christian Igbokwe. Christian Igbokwe. All the acting. Wait, did anything come out of it? Are you getting my point? There is nothing that in itself holds any security, holds it. Nothing. There's none. So life moves in cycles. For us as believers, no. We don't let that happen to us. That's what I'm trying to explain. If when acting is not making money, God gives you the spirit to be an actor and to portray things through the drama. Don't neglect it because it's not making money. That's what I mean by living life a bit carelessly. In fact, I like the way the King James said, take no thought for the morrow. What we shall eat, what we shall drink, wherewithal shall we be clothed? I'm asking Christians. That's what I was talking about, faith. This is real faith. It's not just sitting down and say, oh, Ruth's story is a beautiful story. No, how am I living my life now? That's what shows whether I really have faith or I don't. Because faith is not just the evidence of things not seen, but it's the substance of things hoped for. That is something I'm reaching out for. How is my faith affecting how I'm living today? You know why I'm saying this? We looked at it last time. We said, God settles people. Did I hear an amen? Yes, God settles people. God settles people. One of the things I found out is that, listen, this is how life is. Among the things that, you see, how do I say this now? Among the things that you would do in life, there are things that are, oh, how do I explain this? There are things that are your assignments, the core of your existence. Then there are things that are the peripheral things that God just uses, you know, like grass of the field. You know, the Bible says that the flowers of the field, that Solomon in all of his glory was not as well-dressed as one of these. He said, your heavenly Father clothes them. Are you getting what I'm saying? So there are things that is like God's dressing on your body, but it's not the main thing that you are called to do. Now, I don't know whether this affected his death or not, but somebody said that, this guy said something before. What's this guy who died? Apple, iPhone. He said, I hope I'm not mistaken, but they said, if I'm not mistaken, but somebody said it, I'm just not so certain he's the one. They said one of the reasons why I wanted to be rich in life is that I wanted to be a school teacher. I don't know whether I heard what I said. Did you hear what I said? That he said what he really wanted to do in life is to be a school teacher. But needed to be rich so that he can teach properly, so that he will be able to focus on his assignment. Now, I'm not so certain he's the one that said it, but I know one of these big American rich men, he's the one that said it, all right? I'm not so certain it's Steve Jobs, but I think he's the one. Now, what I'm going to explain. Now, I don't know how he lived his life. I don't know the details of what happened, but let me try and bring out something from it. Let us assume the man was a school teacher. Are you getting my point? And on the side, the man does some businesses and he's very rich. Teaching may not have made him the money. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you do, you focus and you do effectively the core of your existence, the reason why he gave you life, he can put any dressing on you that men would misinterpret what is going on. I don't know whether you hear what I said. You know, there's this woman I've quoted her story a lot, Mary Kay Ash. Now, before I even mention Mary Kay Ash, a lot of people that you know, what you know them for is not what God is using the financial, is not the main place where God is bringing financial resources to them. My friend said something once, a friend of mine opened a studio. At the same time, shortly after that, he bought a very nice car. They did a number of things. So he said a lot of people now decided that, studio business is good business. So many of them began to open studios, not knowing that God was blessing him from something else. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then from that blessing, he opened a studio. From that blessing, he bought a car. But because nobody really knew, apart from those who were inside with him, what he was really doing, the only one they saw was a big sign over his studio and the nice car he's driving. So they decided that that studio must have made him money. Oh, let me tell you the one that will make you laugh. The car that I'm driving now, which is 3 years old this next month, when I bought it then, of course I bought it, of course, you know it, probably brand new. So, and it was a new model Kia Optima at that time. How many of them were in any good? Mine was the second one that I saw. So one day I parked here, one guy looked at the car, and he told Chike, he said, you mean, is this small place upstairs, you guys gathered the money to buy this thing? Because he's used to churches buying cars for their pastor. And all he knew that this is Pastor Banky. And the church, in quote, he pastors, is this small auditorium upstairs? Because it was downstairs in this building. So he decided, man, this music thing is a serious thing. As small as this place is, you guys gathered enough money to buy this car brand new. My God. Of course, I do not owe him an explanation. To come and explain to him where I go on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, how much I get paid, how much work I have to do, I don't owe him that explanation. If I hear all I'll do is, I'll laugh, and I'll keep working, which reinforces his delusion. Then finally, he goes to rent a shop. This is the day that the Lord has made. They say, no, the reason why the crowd is not plenty is because you don't have a good musician. Then he borrows money to pay a musician. Then when he now finally hires one evangelist with a prophetic money-raising anointing. Are you getting my point? A lot of men that you know, Some of the things you know them for is not what God, is not the main call of their lives sometimes. They are doing that, you don't know about it. Some people, the main call for their lives and the core of their lives is funny, from what I want to say, is they pray. Now, you say, wow, everybody prays. No. For some people, it's their duty. Maybe God can just, as an example, say, okay, see, Pastor Bank is going to preach. You. The guy doesn't come to Enugu. He's somewhere, maybe in Asabade or Wari. And suddenly, a spirit is upon him that his duty is that, see this Pastor Banky, see these other guys, make sure every day you intercede for them, their co-workers, their ministries, their families, their finances and everything. You don't know the guy, and he sits down there, and that's his duty. He will never call you. It's not, you didn't call him. You understand my point? You're not the God that called him. So he doesn't owe you any accountability that I'm praying for you. For some people. Of course, praying is not a job. You understand my point? Nobody gets a salary. For prayer, I've seen people who hire prayer warriors. It happens, yeah? You don't pray today. Did you pray about that? My business, I told you, but I said, yes, okay. Here's the money. Okay, tomorrow, the prayer point, I've seen it before. Prayer point for tomorrow is different. They pay you there. But normally, nobody gets a salary, all right, for praying. But that guy does it faithfully and consistently. God turns him, for example, as an example, to a contractor. Are you guys what I'm saying? He sets up a nice company. He has men, women working for him. He pays them very well. And the business is doing well. He puts in just a few hours every day on the phone, on his computer. And business is doing well. And you don't understand why. But you find that in the evenings, you can't find him. He doesn't go to many places. He's literally an intercessor. He's at home every night, groaning in the spirit, reading scriptures over people that don't know him personally. Because the Spirit had exposed it to him that this is your assignment. Do you get my point? Sometimes the guy literally, like example I was giving before, is literally a school teacher. Somewhere. But, you know, that's what I told you before. Listen. The major problem we have in life as Christians is that we limit God. So if God puts you back in one, maybe in Oji River there, as an example, and gives you one school that trained children for me here, instantly you think it is too, that is, I can't pray for a trip abroad for my holiday. Are you getting my point? After all, I'm living in a small place. I'm teaching a small school. There's no money from it. I don't know whether you're getting my point. So you take it upon your head that this is my cross, my suffering as a Christian. So you accept the suffering. And this is a problem. If you accept it like that, God leaves it like that. But if you had the faith, like that, and that's what I'm teaching, you just say, ah, my God. My friend came in the day, they say he and his family just came back from Europe. Well, it'd be nice to go. And just simply kneel and say, Lord, you know, I'm getting married next week. I'd like to have my honeymoon in Europe. That's not a big deal. You understand? Did they charge for prayer? Did they charge for prayer? Say, for praying this prayer. You know, it's with modern day pastors that are charged. So that's why we weigh the risk. Say, the seat for this trip abroad is 10K. I'll not get 10K. What if the thing don't work? So you just don't worry about it. So you refuse because you think you must sow a seat for that prayer. But if you have listened to me and you realize that a seat for that prayer is unnecessary, you will pray it. Oh God, I don't know whether you are hearing me. If you are hearing me, say amen.
Amen.
You kneel down in that place and simply pray it. You'll be amazed what God will do for you. Again, one of the reasons why the Lord often has a problem with doing things for people is that once from that small place where he is, where he's changing the lives of young men and young women, God is now giving him nice resources. Things are coming up and that people now say, look, this small, because it can be that the guy now is doing one small business on the side. He finds something that is growing in that area. He decides to start buying the produce and God arranges for him to have a place that he can sell it to or export it. Someone now advising that, listen, this is your business is making you only $500,000 a month as at now. If you were to move to Lagos and have branches in Kogi and Benue, where that thing is also produced, you just put somebody here, the thing will do better. Then he abandons the reason why he was called, because of the prosperity that God gave him. I hope you're following what I'm saying. That's one of the problems the Lord has. That's why, personally, if you like, promote me from now till tomorrow, the season of my life right now is what you are seeing me doing.